listening to the BBM Global Network with 25 years in broadcast, audio, and video production. Our passionate team creates content and marketing for the world of internet talk radio. If you've got a passion, come join us at bbmglobalnetwork.com. The BBM Global Network. Your voice is now heard.
Concerning the issues of life, liberty, and justice, and their impact on individuals, culture, society in America, and around the world, this is The Truth Spoken in Love with your host, Myra Jean. Myra will discuss heartfelt topics facing our nation and our world today as only Myra can. So please welcome the host of The Truth Spoken in Love, Myra Jean.
Let's see. My column producer, announcer, he just says it's Thanksgiving. Well, actually in God's word it says, in everything give thanks. And I don't have a whole problem with that, in everything, because I can trust his goodness and his faithfulness. But I have not wanted to give thanks for everything. Because, you know, everything is not good, circumstances, situations, people, but I have to say there is a promise that God makes to those who listen to him, who have received his love and love him in return. It's a promise that he will work all things together for our good. Okay. He'll be at work to do that. Today, this is The Truth Spoken in Love for you. This is a show for you that you would experience the love of the living God, the true living God. He can be known as our Father, our true Father, when we have a relationship with his only begotten Son, the Lord God who created everything, who created heaven, earth, mankind, who formed you in your mother's womb before he had created the sperm, the egg, the uterus, so that you came into being, and he knew you before you were formed in the womb. And the heart of God is that you know him. For as Jesus was about to bear our sin, our disobedience, our failure to listen, our failure to love God, our failure to know him, going our own way, going astray, he prayed for us. He prayed for every one in the world that they would come to know the living God, that they would come to receive true life, to know him, that they would come to receive his love. And so Jesus said, I thank you, Father, that life is to know you and through your Son, Jesus. Now, I should turn off my phone so I don't get any advertisements, right? So, power off. Sometimes I will, from a messenger friend, I will play a song from their messenger on my phone. There's a song that says, "The only scars in heaven are the scars of Jesus. As Jesus, who was without sin, bore our sin on his own body on the tree, so that we might die to sin and live unto righteousness, and that's through Christ in us, his Holy Spirit that he gives to all who receive him." Jesus, Creator, became flesh so that we could have the opportunity to receive him. To as many as receive him, Jesus gives the right, the power to become children of God, born again in spirit and in truth, no longer separated from God, no longer spiritually dead. Have you been born again? Have you received the mercy and grace of God, his love? Here is words of description of his love in 2 Corinthians. Grace, God's riches at Christ's expense. Grace be to you, and peace from God our Father in Christ, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort. He comforts us in all our tribulations, so that we may comfort others which have any trouble by the comfort which we ourselves are comforted by God. You know, I wasn't listening to Jesus for 29 years, 10 months, 3 weeks. As from birth, we are going astray. I was still going astray. And as I did, I once was lost. That is our condition from birth. I was lost, but now, thank God, because of Jesus' love, I have been found. I once was an abortionist client. In the United States, probably about 30, 40 million women have been so, and around the world, at least a billion. Women have been deceived by the lies of abortion that had brought destruction to their unborn, to my child, and this devastated me. There are millions carrying the weight and grief of taking the life, of being responsible for the death of our children. And in that grief, carrying that guilt, God showed me one Sunday evening his grace sufficient. And he showed me the conviction that I needed, the godly sorrow he brought to me so that I would turn to him and receive his peace. Receive his forgiveness, his peace, and his life. And I knew in a moment of time then, God wasn't far away. I belong to him. Do you know him personally? Do you know God through Jesus Christ as your Lord God and Savior? Turn to him. Jesus says, "Come unto me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest, my peace, my life, and comfort. I knew such comfort that moment, for I knew that now I had 6 children, not just the 4 I was raising, but the 2 children, the one born premature who had died and the one I had boarded. I knew that they were with him. Such comfort, such joy, and such peace now with a right relationship with the living God. I've been sharing with you some from the letter of, it's called Ephesians. And Ephesians warns us that in this world we'll have trouble because there is evil. There's evil in this world because there is a devil. Now, Satan doesn't really care that we believe about God, but one of his lies is that there is no devil. And that is probably his biggest lie. For you see, Satan is the enemy of God. But Satan is only a fallen angel. And he is not all-powerful as God is. He is not all-wise. He is not. One thing that he is definitely not. God is love, but Satan is evil. And he hates not only the living God, but he hates God's creation. He hates mankind. He hates you and me because we are loved by God. Satan is the father of lies and a murderer from the beginning. In the beginning, Satan lied to the first woman, Eve, and she listened to him, and so she became spiritually dead, as the Lord had warned Adam and Eve not to take part in evil, not to have the knowledge of good and evil, the only thing not good for mankind. And yet Eve and Adam listened to Satan's lies. He said, you won't die. But when they took of the fruit that symbolized evil, they became separated from God, spiritually dead, no longer having the Holy Spirit of God with a right relationship, no longer having the life that they had been created to have by God. When the Lord had created Adam of the dust of the ground and Eve from his side, he breathed into them the breath of life, the Holy Spirit of God. Their failure, their disobedience, resulted in our being born disobedient until we realize our need to listen. As Jesus invites, listen, come unto me, follow me. Jesus is the only begotten Son of God. He, in the beginning, the Lord God, who created everything and who has loved us ever since that time, waiting for us to receive his love. Receive Jesus, your Lord God and Savior, and begin to experience the love of God, the peace and life. We'll take a short break. Stay tuned. Be right back.
What if there were a super tiny device that could diagnose the brain and is smaller than a single human hair? What if you could see inside the brain to help an epilepsy patient during surgery or to help the fight against Parkinson's disease? Dr. Patricia Broderick is proud to announce the Broderick Probe, a biomedical and electronic breakthrough. Imagine a probe to help with the understanding and potential cure of brain-related diseases. To learn more, listen live to the Easy Sense Radio Show with host Dr. Broderick, Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Bold Brave Media Network and TuneIn Radio. And to help support the Broderick Foundation, please go to EasySense.com and learn how, with your help, we can fight these horrific brain disorders. That's EasySense.com to learn more and help support the Broderick Foundation. Author, radio show host, and coach John M. Hawkins reveals strategies to help gain perspective, build confidence, find clarity, achieve goals. John M. Hawkins' new book, Coached to Greatness, Unlock Your Full Potential with Limitless Growth, published by iUniverse. Hawkins reveals strategies to help readers accomplish more. He believes the book can coach them to greatness. Hawkins says that the best athletes get to the top of their sport with the help of coaches, mentors, and others. He shares guidance that helps readers reflect on what motivates them, rediscover and assess their core values, philosophies, and competencies, find settings that allow them to be the most productive, and track their progress towards accomplishing goals. Listen to John Hawkins' My Strategy, Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, on the BBN Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
You are listening to the truth spoken in love for you, for your life, and that you would know the living God who loves you, who is love, that you would receive the fullness of his love and know how deep his love is for you. I'm going to share, as the title of this show was, we need to be prepared for the evil days. And the days have been coming more evil since World War II, since especially the 60s and 70s. But Marxist communism has been at work in the United States, trying to infiltrate, gain control in various ways, since actually 1920. Around the time that Russia became communist. There's something you probably have heard the words, and you may have tried to figure out what is it, the critical race theory. Okay, it is has communist origins, and I'm going to share with you from a conservative media, and this article. There is something that is haunting America, critical race theory. For the word America, substitute Europe, and for critical race theory, substitute communism. And you have the opening words of the 1848 pamphlet, The Communist Manifesto, written by the German philosophers Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels. To label this document revolutionary would be the height of understatement. The author's purpose was to summarize in one place and for all time their theories of nature and of politics. The Communist Manifesto calls for revolution to achieve its goals and has served as the template for revolutionary movements on every continent, even as we will see to the present day and our own country. In the years that followed that day in 1848, scores of nations have embraced the ideology of communism, and over 100 million have died because of it. They don't take over peacefully. After the brief introductory paragraph, section one, bourgeoisie, and proletarian begins with the following words, which do well to consider. We need to consider these words. The history of all hitherto existing society is the history of class struggle, free man and slave, patriotism and plebeian, lord and serf, guildmaster and journeyman, in a word, oppressor and oppressed, stood in constant opposition to each other and carried on an uninterrupted, now hidden, now open fight. A fight that each time ended either in a revolutionary reconstruction of society at large or in the common ruin of the contending classes. The similarity in language between Marx and Engels and the disciples of CRT is remarkable. Only if we believe their denials that there is at core a Marxist movement. Marx and Engels dealt with class struggle. CRT deals with struggle between races as with the struggle between classes. There are here also the struggle between the oppressors and the oppressed of the races. In communism, you have the white race of CRT, and communism's proletariat includes CRT's other races. Listen, the principal tool and instrument of power of the bourgeoisie, white race, is capital, and the destruction of the capitalist system is a primary communist goal. Marx and Engels and their myriad followers proudly proclaim that capitalism is eventually to be replaced first by what are pleased to term the dictatorship. Along this revolutionary path, socialism is but a step on the road towards the classist society of communism. The woke and newly woke among us are carrying on the class race struggle. It has been too long been hidden, or worse, ignored, but increasingly it is becoming open, not always, it seems, to the benefit of the movement. Pushbacks are increasing, and these lead to the strident demonization and canceling, censoring, and virtual shaming of the increasing number of parents in an increasing number of school districts throughout the nation who have the ability to object to the indoctrination of their children in what they rightly consider to be communist ideology. A recent letter in these pages states there is nothing oppressive, hateful, victimizing, or humiliating in CRT. Tell this to these parents. Indoctrination. In China, the Communist Party chairman, Mao, Dissidents were publicly shamed and humiliated. Dunce caps placed on the heads of teachers by their students, parents by their children, signs placed around their necks. They were jeered, forced to bow and grovel, all because they refused to support the communist ideology. We have not reached that level of abomination, but American parents who oppose CRT are receiving anonymous death threats. It is probably only a small minority of its proponents who are aware of, even if they do not acknowledge, the Marxist origins of CRT. The great majority simply see it as a means of attaining what they consider a valid social justice goal. A latter-day prophet of communism, Vladimir Lenin, a founder and architect of the Soviet Union, his history's greatest, most spectacular failure of a communist system, recognized the existence of the latter group. Although ignorant of the ideology behind their activism, they nevertheless carried on the struggle. Lenin's disdain and contempt for them blazed forth in his term for them, useful idiots. Critical race theory employs Marxist terminology and Marxist methods, embraces Marxist philosophies, supports Marxist goals, and adheres and strives to propagate Marxist teachings. It has no place in a free system of education. It has no place in a free society. If you would like to really learn what is going on behind the scenes and becoming Marxist efforts in America, Google search conservative HQ, news and information for conservative leaders and activists that will help you grow and know the truth. We will be taking a short break. Stay tuned and be right back.
Did you know that your beliefs create your entire reality, but it's the subconscious beliefs that do most of the creating? Belief shifter and life coach Shiraz can help you identify those limiting beliefs and eliminate them, often in a single session.
Like it was almost instant, like I had relief right away.
Creating better health, relationships, careers, and finances. Let Shiraz help you step out of safety and into awareness.
Definitely something's happening. It's like a flow inside. You know, it feels good.
Whether in person or online, Shiraz provides personal coaching, belief shifting. Visit Shiraz at energeticmagic.com or call 416-529-7429. Energetic Magic on the BBM Global Network, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Find your greater happiness. Be well. Be aware. Be magical.
Are you struggling to care for elderly parents or a spouse? Do you wonder if being a caregiver is making you sick? Are you worried about taking time off work to care for elderly parents and balance work, life, and caregiving? Has caregiving become exhausting and emotionally draining? Are you an aging adult who wants to remain independent, but you're not sure how? I'm Pamela D. Wilson. Join me for the Caring Generation radio show for caregivers and aging adults Wednesday evenings, 6 Pacific, 7 Mountain, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern, where I answer these questions and share tips for managing stress, family relationships, health, well-being, and more. Podcasts and transcripts of The Caring Generation are on my website, PamelaDWilson.com, plus my caregiving library, online caregiver support programs, and programs for corporations interested in supporting working caregivers. Help, hope, and support for caregivers is here on The Caring Generation and PamelaDWilson.com.
You are listening to the truth spoken in love for you. Be forewarned, be forearmed, and be equipped. The love of God, the life of God, sees us through all circumstances and situations. Let Jesus be your only Lord God and Savior, Master, because He is the only one who truly loves you, and who knows you and has known you since before the foundation of the earth and has longed for you to know Him. Accept Jesus' invitation. Come unto me, listen, follow me, and live through good days and bad days, and for this length of time we have with heartbeat and breath, we can be equipped, have the strength. Jesus says, my strength is made perfect in your weakness. Rely on Jesus. I'm going to share another article about the Communist Manifesto, their inroads through this called wokeness. One of the slogans of America is many peoples, but one nation. But wokeness is like out of one, many. It's always a flip. E pluribus unum, or out of many one, is America's national motto. Now due to wokeness, it is evolving into ex uno multis, or out of one, many. Wokeness perceives the world through the racist lens of Marxist ideology. Oppressed and oppressors. It is defined by the Oxford Dictionary as aware of social and political issues, especially racism. Wokeness is a fusion of the Marxist German Frankfurt critical theory school and radical racist activism. Marxist theory originally had the oppressed, working class, proletariat being exploited by the bourgeoisie capitalist oppressors. But over the past 150 years, this has morphed into people of color, termed POC, being oppressed by the white race. Critical race theory, identity politics, cancel culture, gender studies, unlimited immigration, and the 1619 Project followed. Western civilization and American society in particular are descending into Marxist hell holes, similar to Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and China. Woke ideology is corrupting our society from within. Woke education is about degrading, denigrating positive aspects of Western civilization and highlighting the negative through the Marxist lens of race. Since Western civilization is derived from people of European descent, white people, then the evils of Western civilization are due to white people proposing that. All other people are people of color and are therefore innocent. And I might say, be forewarned, God's word says there is none innocent, none righteous, none who seeks after God, none right, but God is love and loves everyone with breath and heartbeat and longs to give them the awareness of the life that is needed to know the living God in spirit and in truth through the only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ. Listen to him. Be forewarned, forearmed. Slavery was a feature of human history until Western civilization, at the beginnings of free market capitalism, began to eradicate it. Of the 12.5 million slaves sent to the New World from Africa, 388,000, or 3%, went to the United States. The Islamic world was and is the greatest slaver in history. Not only did Muslims enslave more blacks than Europeans, but Muslim Turks also enslaved millions of Eastern Europeans. Muslim Arabs enslaved millions of Mediterranean Europeans and conducted slave raids for blood sex slaves as far as Iceland. Slavery was ended in the homeland of Islam, Saudi Arabia, in 1962, but slavery still exists in parts of Muslim North Africa and is practiced by groups such as ISIS. Under Marxism, truth is malleable. It is based on power, and what becomes the truth becomes my truth. Gender theory has man becoming woman and vice versa. George Washington, instead of being the father of our country, becomes a slave owner. The New York Times 1619 Project rewrites history so that instead of America being founded in 1776 on the concept of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, America was founded on the oppression of POC in 1619, when the first slaves arrived in Virginia. This is all this Marxist ideology of wokeness. The goal of Marxist wokeness is to weaken America internally by causing racial strife, economic strife, and cultural strife. Mandatory COVID shots and lockdowns, the strangulation of hydrocarbon energy for the pipe dream of so-called clean energy, massive debt leading to inflation, the ruinization of the middle class, the breakdown of the family unit, the weakening of the military, and the indoctrination of our children into hating America. All of these lead to America becoming weaker and divided. Corporations have become woke due to Marxist ideology being taught in schools, to students who are now in corporate leadership positions, and numerous examples of woke corporations include Nike, headquartered in Oregon, where Antifa runs amok. Nike's 30th anniversary ad campaign features Colin Kaepernick, who is famous for kneeling down during the national anthem at football games as a protest against racial injustice, and who is a supporter of Black Lives Matter. Nike kowtows to China with no outrage at the genocide, organ harvesting, or religious sect that now military aggression in the South China Sea or threats to Taiwan. Second, the National Baseball Association. Yes, there was a flash here on my computer screen, advertisement. So thank you. That stopped me for a minute. National Basketball Association, NBA, earning billions of dollars in China. The NBA is silent on Chinese atrocities. Three, Disney. Protesting Georgia's voting and abortion laws and Florida's education law, Disney turns a blind eye to Chinese atrocities. It threatens not to film in Georgia, but will film in China. Disney promotes homosexuality and transgender lifestyles to our young children. Four, Wall Street. BlackRock, with $12 trillion under asset management, invests billions in Chinese companies that threaten America. The phrase attributed to Lenin, the capitalist will sell us the rope with which we will hang them, is descriptive. Numerous other woke corporations have and are participating in Ex Uno Multis, to divide and weaken America. Diversity is not our strength. Rather, our strength is unity in the American creed of all men and women are created equal, justice for all, and life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We have met the enemy, and he is us through the Marxist ideologies. The author of this article is a veteran of the United States Navy and the Central Intelligence Agency, Lawrence F. Stanford. He's senior analyst for the American Security Council Foundation. You can find him at www.ascf.us, ascf.us. God's word forewarns us. Do not be deceived. Submit yourself to the living God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. It's a spiritual war. It's always been a spiritual war between good and evil, between the living God and Satan. But remember, the living God is God. All-wise, all-knowing, all-powerful, and his love. And Satan is a fallen angel who once in his pride thought he could rise above God and make himself God. So do you know that if you look up Karl Marx, one source that you can get background is called it's called The Naked Communist. The Naked Communist. Google search. Yes, that's okay.
The opiate epidemic has reached crisis levels, and with so many families affected by addiction, opiate-related drug overdoses, and death, the time is now to have a real constructive conversation about addiction that could lead to better prevention, treatment, and recovery. Alan Charles, author and keynote speaker on drug abuse and prevention, presents The Alan Charles Show. Alan brings a message of hope, sharing his unbelievable story of surviving a 24-year addiction to cocaine and highlights from his memoir, Walking Out the Other Side, An Addict's Journey from Loneliness to Life. His raw honesty and courageous heart breaks the stigma of addiction and offers a unique perspective into the mind of an addict. Join Alan each week as he brings his listeners to a true understanding of the grip of addiction. It is only with this understanding that we can begin to heal. The Alan Charles Show, Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern on the BBM Global Network. Have you ever felt like no one is listening or you're not getting the honest attention you deserve? Do you even know the kind of attention you want or need? You are not alone. Alice Aspen March is here to help. Thanks to Alice, through her epiphany and research over the word attention, there are solutions to the attention dilemma. Worldwide audiences have been enthralled and engaged for over 40 years with her visionary and pioneering observations. The kind of attention we get and give is vital to improving our lives and society. Alice and her weekly guests review game-changing insights for transforming and improving our understanding of attention, providing techniques for creating healthier and empowering behavior. Get a new perspective on a mainstream word. Tune into Why Our Attention Matters for fresh and thought-provoking conversations every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern on boldbravemedia.com and the TuneIn Radio app. Mike Zorick, a three-time California state champion in Greco-Roman wrestling at 114 pounds. Mike, blind since birth, was born in Hartford, Connecticut. He was a six-time national placer, including 2 seconds, 2/3, and 2/4. He also won the Veterans Folkstyle Wrestling twice at 152 pounds. In all these tournaments, he was the only blind competitor. Nancy Zorick, a creative spirit whose talents have taken her to the stage and into galleries and exhibitions in several states. Her father, a commercial artist who shared his instruments with his daughter and helped her fine-tune her natural abilities, influenced her decision to follow in his footsteps. Ms. Zorick has enjoyed a fruitful career doing what she loves. Listen Saturday mornings at 12 Eastern for the Nancy and Mike Show for heartwarming stories and interesting talk on the BBM Global Network.
You are listening to the truth spoken in love for you so that you, yes, would know the truth, be able to discern truth from error, discern truth from lies, discern the God who loves you, who has all knowledge, understanding, wisdom, and is for you, versus the enemy of mankind, Satan the devil, who is only a liar and a murderer, because he comes only to steal, kill, and destroy us. And we can have the victory over Satan's lies, over his attempts to take our life, our well-being, through Jesus, the Lord God and Savior, the Lord God who created heaven and earth and mankind, became flesh, Jesus the Christ, because there was no one, no one who could defeat Satan, because we are born under Satan's influence because of Adam and Eve listening to Satan's lies and becoming separated from God, spiritually dead. We come into the world separated from the living God without the source of life we need, the Holy Spirit of God. So Jesus became flesh, and to as many as receive him, he gives the right, the power to become children of God, born again of the Holy Spirit, having the victory over sin, death, hell, and the grave. Listen to Jesus. Come to him. Follow him. And I will share, read the letter of Ephesians, which shows our victory in Ephesians 1. For the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, he will give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. He will open our eyes to understanding, being enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of is his in us. When we listen to Jesus, we are heirs. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his right hand in the heavenly places. And when we know Christ, when we have received him as our Lord God and Savior, we are seated in Christ in heavenly places. Now, having the discernment that we need to know what is true and honest and just and pure and lovely, of good report, of virtue and praise, we need to put on the full armor of God to be able to be protected from Satan and his lies, from his trying to infiltrate our life, our hearts, mind. Put on the belt of truth in Jesus' name. Put on the breastplate of righteousness. Shod your feet with the gospel of peace in Jesus. Take up the shield of faith to quench the fiery darts of the evil one. Put on the helmet of salvation and take up the sword of the Spirit, the word of God. Jesus says, the words I speak to you, they are spirit and life. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Continue in my word, Jesus says, for then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. I wanted to mention to you the author, W. Cleon Skousen. He was a former FBI investigator. He wrote The Naked Communism, The Naked Communist, Exposing Communism, Exposing Karl Marx, and his revolutionary efforts that have been ongoing, as we can see from several years now of Antifa and Black Lives Matter, and now with the far left Marxists trying to, they started by looting and burning shops, small businesses, and now they're even threatening to burn the crisis pregnancy centers, that its effort is to value all life, born and unborn. Jesus values you. He knew you before he formed you in your mother's womb. And his heart's desire is to give you the fullness of life he had created you to have in the beginning, to give you his peace, his love, and for you to know the hope, Christ in you, the hope of glory, that now you would know the truth, that you would live, and that you would for all eternity have the right to be with him. And he will create a new heaven and a new earth for all who turn to him, who listen to him. Live now and forever. Receive Jesus, the Christ, for your own Lord God and Savior. Tell him so. Jesus, I come. I will listen and follow you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for loving me and saving me. See you.
This has been The Truth Spoken in Love with your host, Myra Jean. The Truth versus the Deception. Tune in each week for the answers on Myra Jean's The Truth Spoken in Love.
You've been listening to the BM Global Network. The ideas, views, and opinions of this broadcast are those of the participants of the program and are not necessarily the ideas, views, and opinions of the BM Global Network.